Blackstone Audio presents
A Marriage Made in Heaven or Too Tired for an Affair by Irma Bombeck. This book is read by C.M. Hebert. Part 1, 1949. Chapter 1, The Wedding. It would have been a wonderful wedding had it not been mine. The sun was shining. Relatives were speaking to one another. The bridegroom showed up. At the altar waiting for me was a man I met in high school who had served in Korea following World War II and who looked great in a uniform. Ernest Borgnine looked great in a uniform. Bill was a stranger. I had only known him for 7 years. People had longer conversations with waiters over the specials. What could my parents be thinking of with all that drivel about "you're not getting any younger"? We had no car, no place to live, no furniture, and no sterling silver pattern. I wondered if you were legally married if you didn't have a sterling silver pattern. Bill didn't even have a job. He had a year left of college. No doubt about it, my parents were making a big mistake. Nothing was working out right. As a child, I had always fantasized about having a wedding that was above our means. And here I was in an oversized bridal gown that I bought on sale, a cousin snapping our wedding album pictures with a box camera, and my mom smelling like the baked ham she cooked all morning to transport to the wedding reception. And what was going to happen to my dreams? I had big plans for me. On my graduation from college, I was going to New York to work for the New York Times as a foreign correspondent. And if that fell through, I had a firm offer to write obituaries for the Dayton Herald in Ohio. Now, here I was, 2 weeks after my graduation.